Blog Talk Radio.
Channel, and I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad to be here today because Touching Base is a new show. This is season one, and this is actually episode two. Now, that song was Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and I chose that song for this show because we as humans have to be careful about what we believe in. When we believe in things that we don't understand, then we suffer. So Touching Base gives our guest and myself an opportunity for me to understand and be understood. We're touching base. We're being transparent, and we're allowing each other to have that conversation so that we can understand where we are, where we've been, and where we're going. So I invite you to join me, Beverly Black, in this conversation. My guest speaker today is Ms. Virginia Moore. She is the Vice President of Moore's Tax and Accounting Services, and that is just one of the many hats this dynamo CEO wears. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Virginia Moore, how are you, Queen?
I am so blessed today. And I hope everyone listens.
Highly favored.
Yes, definitely highly favored.
And highly favored. It's an honor to have you here. Our listeners have been anticipating. So many people are tuned in. As you know, we are internationally broadcasted through Tribe Family Channel on blogtalkradio.com. /Gumbo for the Soul. For those of you that want to listen to us online, or feel free to call in, join the conversation, 347-539-5285, live on Tribe, Virginia Moore. Now, Queen System, we have
been communicating,
and I know you have a lot of things going on, and I said, let me get this sister on a couple of these shows so we can get it all broken down and see what's going on, how we can be supportive, and who all is in what camp so that we can connect in. So take us to the beginning. Who is Virginia Moore? Where are you from? Where is your roots?
My roots are in San Francisco, California. I was born August the 2nd. My birthday is in 2 days.
Hi, happy birthday early, Queen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lived a long time, and I'm blessed because of it. Anyway, San Francisco is where I hail from. In my early years, my parents moved to the Bay Area down towards San Jose. We ended up in actually Menlo Park, California. And that's where I was raised most of my life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, we have so much in common. We've spoken before. I'm born in San Francisco, raised there until the age of 6. And then my family, the gentrification of San Francisco took place. And my family as well did the migration, as did a lot of our Black and brown folks, to Menlo Park, East Menlo Park, and East Palo Alto. So
yeah.
I am born in San Francisco, raised in East Palo Alto, and I spent my occupational years in Silicon Valley in electronics until I moved to the country. So you grew up in Menlo Park. Did you go to Belhaven?
I never went to Belhaven. My brothers went to Belhaven. Me and my older sister actually went to Garden Oaks when we first moved. We moved to the Gardens, East Palo Alto.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
okay.
She and I went to Garden Oaks, and I'm thinking it has to be Garden Oaks. That's the only school over there. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Garden Oaks, and then my parents moved. Yes, that would be it. And then from there we moved to Menlo Park on Windermere Avenue. But by that time, we were a little bit older, so I believe we went to Garden Oaks, Green Oaks. Not so long ago.
On Bay Road. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So then, you know, I'm not even sure that my sister went there because she was older than I was. And
mm-hmm.
I think she was headed to high school when I was in middle school. So me and my brothers then went to that school in Menlo Park, California.
Mm-hmm.
I then went to Menlo Atherton for a little while for my
mm-hmm.
Ninth grade. And from there, I went to San Carlos, which is where I graduated from, San Carlos High in San Carlos, California.
All right now. Well, Queen, I went to Castaño. My brother went to Garden Oaks. I went to Green Oaks. He went to Ravenswood, as did my sisters. I went to Woodside. My brother's girlfriend went to MA. And then I used to work. My first job was at Vallambrosa Retreat Center right down there by
mm-hmm.
MA. Remember that? Oh, my goodness.
God,
so
that was a long time ago.
I know. But I just like the fact that, you know, we know the same areas, the same you know, schools and climate and the people. And, you know, we failed to mention that we also grew up a stone's throw from Stanford University, the esteemed medical center, SLAC, Stanford Linear Accelerator Center. Remember the other one in Menlo Park, Stanford Research Institute. You know,
that's
we
right.
grew up around the most Moffitt Field, NASA. I mean, we grew up in an area that is just dynamic for what it brings to the world on a world scale when you think in terms of Silicon Valley and the Bay Area. So
and technology. Technology is rule. Yeah, technology rules. So we are from
and
that
you have
area.
This rich background. Mm-hmm. So go on and tell us what you want our listeners to know about what you've acquiesced in your growing up. We, you know, grew up in an area where it wasn't easy. We didn't grow up with a silver spoon, but oh my goodness, you're talking about some times when you could play outside, when you,
mm-hmm.
You know, walked across town to a street party, garage party or house party. If you lived in Menlo Park, you'd walk to East Palo Alto or the Gardens. If you lived in East Palo Alto or the Gardens, you'd walk to Menlo Park, but you were going to go to Flutter Estate. You're going to get the Village. You're going to get to that house party. And I grew
That's
up
right.
on Illinois. You know, in
yes.
Illinois, we were known for those house parties. We didn't play.
That's right, and
so,
the street parties, block parties, remember those?
Oh, my goodness, yes, indeed. We have the whole block blocked off, Jack Farrow Park, come on now. And then where did the boys play baseball at in Menlo Park? It was Belhaven again, right?
Yes, Belhaven.
Yeah, so.
And then the Boys and Girls
Flood
Club
Park.
At the end of, what was the name of that street? The end of Menlo Park in the corner before they made all the revised streets and everything. There
Murdoch
was
MoDoc and that's the Boys Club. It's Flood
Boys
Park.
Club way back in Menlo Park.
Oh, yes. Oh, they've built it up so beautiful now. It is just amazing.
I know. I
amazing.
Took University Avenue one day and didn't know where I was.
Queen, wait a minute. And you write about it because when you see those skyscrapers, you're like, wait a minute. Okay, this thing's overpass. I used to walk over this overpass. Remember Ravenswood Pharmacy, the pink pharmacy on the corner? Girl, nothing looks like it used to. Right in there.
I know.
Wow.
I had a friend that worked at that pharmacy that just passed not long ago.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that pharmacy. I think he started there and worked there for years and years. You might know him, Simpson. You remember Simpson? Yeah.
He worked there forever.
Yes, he did. He was from the Gardens.
Oh, wow. I wonder if you were related to Alfreda Simpson. But, girl, see, this is what I'm talking about, touching base, especially when you know the same area and had grown up together. You could really get deep into it. And, you know, I just want to shout out to the soul of your friend that has gone on and the many that we lost along the way. You know, there is a special relationship with people from our area. Palo Alto, Menlo Park, you can go anywhere in the world, but if you're from there, oh, it is a special bond.
It is a special bond.
And you don't have to use words. You know that you know. If you're from there, you already know.
Exactly. I am still in touch with a lot of people from there today.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God for Facebook.
Amen.
Thank God for Facebook, because if we didn't have Facebook, I would not know where these people are. And today I can reach out and just, you know, touch and say, hey, sister, how you doing? Hey, brother, how you doing? Just checking on you today.
Right. That's wonderful. Well, I remember when we first spoke and found out, oh, wow, I know, you know, family members and everything. It was like, okay, this is crazy. So now, Queen, what did you want to aspire to doing with your life once you left? Did you say San Carlos or Carmont?
San Carlos.
Okay. Once you left San Carlos, and I mean, now you have options. You know, you can stay home, or you're grown, or, you know, what choices did you make?
Well, by that time, I had a little son.
Okay.
And so I was focused on just working to support him.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I went to work for a company called Jimbra Fashions. And that company was an all-women's company, and it allowed you to growth within the company, different levels of pay. So I worked there for a long time, not sure how many hours now because it was so long ago. My son was born in 1972, so you know that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my very first job.
Wow.
So I was being taught how to design fashions, and actually we had products geared specifically to women. We had the isometrical facelifts. We had bras that increase your cup size. We just had all kinds of things for women. So it was a brand new scope for me as well, because I knew nothing about process when I first started working with the company. But through that company, I was able to branch out and get into the fashion world myself. So, it was a really good experience. Very first job.
I'm sorry?
I said yes, my
very
first
job.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And, you know, see, we were big on that hands-on training. There's nothing like it. We were big on it back in the day. Now, I was, you were ahead of me only by a little bit, Queen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I just remember as I matriculated through the electronics field, you know, you could go get a job here and pick up some skills and, you know, add that to your resume and go pick up a new job over here, up the pay, because you have these other skills. And you could just kind of get around the, you know, the industry of electronics or whatever, you know, the field was. But we were big on that hands-on training. So you acquired that in the fashion industry, and then from there, you would go on to do what?
From there, I went on to, I have to think about it because, like I said, I'm old. So from there, I went.
Better.
You're right, I'm better. From there, what did I do from there?
But let me pose a different question because
okay, ask something else because you know what? I can't even remember what I did after I left that company. Because I was there with them for so long. While I was there, I can say that I was affiliated with Barbizon, who was just beginning to hit the market.
Wow.
So they allowed me to come in and train their models and do shows with Macy's with those models as well. So I have a lot of background in fashion and modeling and shows and those types of things. So I was there quite a long time.
Fashionista, okay, that's what they call you these days.
Then
you were like, learning the business from one end to the other, and with all those years in, I can understand it became a part of you knowing all those different areas. So I was always interested in the buyer's role, you know, look at all of the different fashions that are coming for the new season and, you know, to shop with the store's money, right?
Yes. And be able to wear the clothing. I mean, that's the plus side of everything.
Wow, yes, I can imagine. Now, let me ask you this. So, as you're growing up through life, who Virginia Moore wanted to be in her spirit then and who she became, are they parallel or are they totally opposite, or how does that journey unfold?
Well, they're total opposite. However, they still feed into who I am today because I'm still doing some of those things that I was doing while I was with Jim Professions. So it kind of I left that field and went into another field, but I'm back there again today.
All right. That kind of sounds like you know, you had it in you, and the journey takes a diversion because we go on our journey and we pick up other skills, other tasks, we have other duties, and then, you know, we may do a 180 and come right back to where we were. I remember when my daughter asked me what did I want to be when I grew up, and I said a writer. And, you know, I'm the publisher of Gumbel for the Soul Publications, so she's
been writing
all her life.
Yes,
wonderful. I appreciate you.
I had that book for years. I want you to know that.
Oh, my goodness. Queen, I appreciate you. My hands clasped together in honor. I really appreciate that because that is my ministry. And
yes,
what my daughter couldn't believe was that I was a writer. And she said, no, what did you want to be when you grew up? Like, she couldn't believe that I had gone through all the hell that I had been through and came back to that 180 degree that I was saying to where I wanted to be. You know,
let me just say this. People that lived in the areas that we lived in East Palo Alto and Menlo Park, we all went through something. And it was very devastating for a lot of people. However, it was a blessing for a lot of people as well. It was a rough time. However, people came together. They had fun together. They had good times together. Remember Littleman's Market over there where the fair used to come?
You need to stop. You know, I grew up on Illinois Street right around the corner from Little Man's Market, Nairobi Village. That's where we shop
there
at Little Man's Market. That's where, remember Ali Johnson? She met Muhammad Ali when he came there.
I remember Ali.
Remember when Muhammad Ali came there?
I do.
You remember Ali Johnson, right?
I do remember Ali Johnson, and I remember when Muhammad came there as well.
Wow. Yeah. I had his wife Khalila on the show as well. So go ahead, Queen.
I was just saying that everybody that surpassed that growing up in that area are doing so well today. And that is such a blessing.
Amen. 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 And not only are you know, those of us that remember the journey and really, really, I mean, you have to understand. I could elaborate on the point you just made all day because that's the story of my life, A Wretch Like Me from Crack Addict to Change Agent by Beverly Black. That's my memoir, okay? And my journey of 8 years addicted to crack. Cocaine growing up in East Palo Alto. And I know that to have been an attempt of genocide on black and brown folk because everyone was addicted to it all at once. It wasn't something that spread like a cold or the
right.
flu or something.
Exactly.
It was all at once, all over this nation, in all black and brown neighborhoods. And, you know, the white neighborhoods were, you know, snorting and what have you. And then someone got curious, you know, of course, mad scientist always spills his concoction, and it flowed into, you know, the white neighborhood as well, just to be real about it. So you're right, the journey that we came through growing up in the Bay Area is a special journey, and it's built on... There's a special strength that resides in us, if I were to be able to put a pin on what you said.
That's it. That's it. We hustle harder. We thrive harder. Our determination is way off the chain. I mean, when we set our minds to do something, I mean, really. And I'm not just saying it because of my journey, I'm saying it because of the journey that the other people that grew up in that area have talked to me about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Oh, I'm laughing because I agree with you.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that's why I'm laughing. I wholeheartedly agree.
As a matter of fact, my brother Larry still lives there. My brother Larry still lives in East Palo Alto. He refused to leave. He was one that got caught up in all the rhetoric and all of the, you know, drug stuff, not to be telling on him. But I'm so proud of him because he was one of the ones that did not leave. He stayed and fought the battle and won the battle.
Come on now, girl. Now, you know I know your brother. When we first talked, I just could have screamed when you told me who your brother was. And I had to remember I went on social media. I had to find you. I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I'm so proud of your brother, too, because let me tell you something. When back in the day, and there's so many of the kings and queens that I'm proud of because, you know, some of us befell as the addicts and some, you know, sold the drugs and others did both, you know. At one time, you know, we clean ourselves up enough to think we could make some money selling it, and then other times we fall victim to it. But the cycle of that diversion in our lives and coming back to full circle to where we are, you know, your brother was always a nice person. Even back then, I mean, he was just you know how his personality is so nice. You know,
absolutely.
You knock on his door going to buy drugs. Oh, how you doing? Come on in, have a seat. You know.
I know, huh?
Hell, I'm going to come over here more often. I don't have to deal with these fools out here in the streets. You know.
You know what? I think that stems from my mother. My mother was a very welcoming person.
Mm-hmm.
She welcomed all of the children to our house. So all of my friends and all of my brother's friends called my mother Mom. She just, you know, she was the exemplification of welcoming people. She raised
wow.
other people's children. Yeah,
come on
so
now. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier not to be telling on your brother. You're not telling, honey, you testifying, because you know you haven't said anything that your brother haven't already shouted out in New Sweet Home Baptist Church. Now, you better quit
this
before
true.
I
this
tell
is true.
This is
true.
Okay, because you know he done testified all about it, the goodness of God and saving a wretch
yes.
like us out there, picked us up and dusted us off. And
yes.
till this day, don't they have picnics where they give back and they come out of their pockets for all of the kingpins that, you know, felt a sense of responsibility to those that they, you know, actually sold the drugs to. They have done wonders, not only with Free At Last Recovery Center, but Daytop Recovery Center, and, you know, having the picnics every year annually free to the entire community. They only ask, you know, that you can bring something. Go ahead,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think the founders, Nate Gardner and Vernice James,
girl,
I think they put it on
now.
Every year.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And there's a, you know, they have a committee, but, you know, you talk about finding people on Facebook. When you go to those picnics, Virginia, you would lose your mind running into all of our friends, people we grew up with from 6 years old.
Okay, I know.
We moved out there when I was six.
I don't even know how old I was. I know I was in grade school. But,
and
yeah,
you?
I know. Verdell Woods, she sits on the yeah, she sits on the committee. I'm not sure who else does, but, you know, it's amazing because I have forgotten a lot of people, but people remember me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I guess I still look the same. I look
mm-hmm.
the same. Just grew
mm-hmm.
up a little bit. My facial features are the same. Everybody knows me. I was like,
well, you know, black don't crack, Virginia.
This is true. This is true.
That
but I, but no, it's the same way with people I meet just in general. People just remember who I am. Jehovah God has just blessed me with that quality. And I'm thankful for that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Man,
so.
Man. Well, look, let's get back to you and these qualities. So we know that you're the vice president of Morris Tax and Accounting Services. You've matriculated through the fashion industry, one of your first jobs while raising your baby and blessed your family while you were yet young. Now, fast forward, you know the industry, and you go on to many things in your journey. I mean, when you go on Facebook, I see entertainment. I see,
mm-hmm.
you know, the vice president of a corporation. You wear a lot of hats as a CEO. So tell us about some of the ventures that you are working on.
Okay, right now I am working on a project with my partner. His name is Charles Swain, and we have a company called Diverse Entertainment. And that what that entertainment company does is it provides entertainment for different venues, restaurants, clubs, whomever would be interested in booking talent. We supply the talent.
You know, you and I are going to have to talk.
Okay.
I have some talent that you could possibly offer by way
okay.
of school musicians. Yeah, so that would be interesting. Well, now, so shout out to your partner and... Where you just had an event recently, right? Or you have an event coming up?
I have an event coming up. We are doing Hats Off fashion show at Wimpy's Marina, 14001 West Walnut Grove Road in Walnut Grove, California. It's right on the Delta. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, and what date is that?
That's going to be August the 26th, and it's an all-day affair. There's going to be music. There's going to be food, entertainment, live music, as a matter of fact. There is also going to be the fashion show, which will begin at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 8. So it's going to be all day, just, you know, having
all
a right. time on the water.
All right, all right. Well, you know, I may try to make that. My sister's birthday is August 27th.
Oh, girl, bring her for you her birthday.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, I won't be able to make it. I think August 26th, the Starlights are going to be in San Jose. I knew it was something going on.
I heard about the Starlights.
Oh, no, your event is on Sunday. The Starlights is on Saturday. I may be able to make your event. I would love to see. So I'll check out all of the information. So a fashion show, hence your, extensive background in the fashion industry. So you rolled right on forward with fashion, and I'm pretty sure you have a lot of, experience booking those. So now that should be beautiful right on the Delta, and I would just definitely try to make my best to get there. Now,
before we go on, let me just give a shout out to the new owner. Her name is Monica Graves. We all call her Chef Mo. She just bought the place, and a young black woman at that. So shout out
Chef Mo, girl. Shout out
Wimpy's
Chef
Marina
Mo.
On the Delta, Wimpy's Marina Cafe. And a shout out to Anastasia Maxwell, who is the lady that I'm doing the fashion show with on the 26th at that particular location.
And congratulations, okay. And shout out to Virginia Moore up in there too. All right, so give it up to all the queens. You know,
that's what I really like hearing.
I like that. I like that. So I want you to tag me on Facebook so that I can share that this evening, and then sometime when you have time. It doesn't have to be this evening, but now. Also, so these mini hats that you're wearing, you bring the fashion industry forward into your adult life from your young adult life. Fashion shows, partners on the Delta Entertainment Company, VP of Morris Tax and Accounting Services. Tell us about the financial side of Virginia Moore's business aspect and what people can expect out of those services. And tell us about what did you do to, have you always, just had a knack for numbers, or did you go back to school for business, or, what drove you in that direction?
Well, what drove me in that direction is, and I'm going to take it step by step, my mom was doing real estate, and she always told us she wanted to leave a legacy for her children. But our children, us, we were involved in different ventures ourselves, really wasn't putting too much time into mom's vision. But in 1990-something, I don't remember what year it was, I decided that I would pick up her vision and run with it. And we began working together in real estate. We actually bought a company in 1996. We called it Second Chance Housing. And it was set up for people that could not qualify for loans, but they could make the mortgage payment. So they would buy the property for a particular price. We give them the keys and the deed to the property, and they would own it. Now, this is what is going on right now, but we were the first ones to do it in all 9 Bay Area counties, where investors would actually sell people's properties. And the people buying the properties would not have to go through the loan process because, of course, they most than likely could not afford to purchase that way. So we made it easy for people to become homeowners.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So you're being the catalyst to an industry standard today.
Yes, absolutely. So, like you see those signs when you drive down the street, we buy and sell houses.
Mm-hmm.
We were the second people, the second company to do that at that particular time. Now everybody's doing it, but
wow.
They're not doing it the way we did it to actually benefit, to help ourselves as well as other people. Yeah, so now it's like it's a crazy business now. But
well,
anyway,
now it's a gamut.
Yeah, now, yeah, it's really horrible how they're doing it. But
wow.
So during that process, mm-hmm. I met a guy who came to work with me, and he was an accountant. And we agreed to teach each other our businesses, and that's what we did. He taught me how to become an accountant, even though I went to school for it later on. But he taught me his business, which was taxation and accounting, and I taught him business, my business, which was buying and selling houses. So, because I was good at it and didn't even know that I was good at it until I, you know, decided that that's what I would do, I decided to put that in my resume, you know, to make that something that I could use in the future. And that is why today I am the CEO of Morris Tax Service, the Vice President of R&R Financial, the Vice President of Roberson and Associates, and I've been that for, let's see, those companies all formed in 2000, in the year 2000. So from 2000 until now, I've wore those hats.
18 years, Queen. Congratulations.
That's a long time.
Yes. Well, that's what legacy building is. It is having that fortitude and that determination to be able to pick up the vision and run with it, and it sounds like that's what you're doing. So you know
that's
what we're going to do?
Say it one more time, sweetie.
No, I'm just saying that's phenomenal. I was going to say that we have callers holding that may have questions. So I'm
okay.
Going to do some screening while we go to a commercial break and come back.
Okay,
you're tuned in to Touching Base on Tri-Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, and I am having a conversation, Touching Base, with Virginia Moore. She is a CEO, a soul sister CEO, wearing a plethora of hats and, as you heard, building a legacy. Now, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back, and we're going to take some calls. One moment, please.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Untucked.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shalites featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shalites have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now, here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shalites were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're live on Touching Base via Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, and this is a Gumbo for the Soul International Family Brand. And I want to remind our listeners that I am the co-host of Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. And this Monday, August the 6th, baby, it is going down because we will be honoring Mr. Rick James, and our special guest will be the Stone City Band. Yes, y'all, Rick James' Stone City Band this Monday, August 6th, the anniversary of the passing of Rick James. So now, Virginia, my sister, we're going to take some callers. So I want to give the opportunity for you all to touch bases on Touching Base. So let me go down the little list here. Caller area code 916 with the prefix 822. Your line is open on Touching Base. Caller 916-88-822. Who are we speaking with? Hello, caller. All right. Well, I guess they want to listen and not necessarily say anything. Let me just see if anyone else has their hand up. All right. Well, most of them are listening through their handheld devices. And thank you for accessing the link, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo. For the Soul. And you can also visit our parent company at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. We have a call for submissions coming out tomorrow for the Gumbo for the Soul's Honors Series. And I'm going to keep that under my hat, but listen, you all need to follow us all over social media so that you can get into the Gumbo for the Soul anthology. They're the award-winning anthologies endorsed by Tavis Mighty, Bruce George, Marvin Winans Jr. Come on now, Dr. Julia Hare, they call her Lady Malcolm X. If you don't know, you do now. And just generous submitters from all over the world. So Gumbo for the Soul International, two award-winning literary awards, and our beautiful book covers are by the world-renowned fine artist, Ms. Cynthia St. James, or let me say Dr. Cynthia St. James. So you don't want to miss that information. Now, back to Touching Base with Virginia Moore. Sister Queen, if came to you and let's say I needed accounting services as a publisher, what type of services or recommendations would you have for small business owners based on the types of services that they can expect out of Morris Tax and Accounting Services?
Well, first of all, we do a thorough research as to what a person actually needs or wants, because a lot of times people don't have the avenues to be able to know what they want. Some don't know what they want. Some do know what they want. But we provide information for that service by the staff that I have. They are abreast of what the market is today. So I actually refer a lot of people out to the people that actually are on my staff to do different types of things, like if people are looking for projects available for housing, projects available for any type of marketing. I have certain departments for those types of people calling in.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. So basically, you have a service of referring to those that are actually, you know, the specialists in your network or your partnership. And being able to analyze a company's needs, first and foremost, you know, that is critical in itself, because you're right. A lot of people do not know what they need, and certainly we cannot and no longer should we be saving receipts in shoeboxes. So, you know, it's good to know that you and your staff at Morris Tax and Accounting Services can analyze a company's needs, be it individual sole proprietorships or large corporations, I would ascertain?
Yes. Yes. I help you do just about everything that you can think of. I do everything from all financial services. The only thing I don't do is stocks, bonds, and insurance. Everything else, yeah, everything else I'm good with.
Sounds great, sounds great. Well, you know, we're coming up to the end of our time, so before the clock runs out, I want you to tell our listeners again about your August 26th event. I want you to let them know where they can find you on social media, all of the ways that they can possibly connect with you and obtain your services.
Okay. Once again, the fashion show, the fabulous fashion show, I'm going to put that in there because I think it's going to be awesome. And if you miss it, you're going to miss something very, very phenomenal. We'll be at Wimpy's Marina Cafe. That address is 14001 West Marina, West Walnut Grove Road, which is in Walnut Grove, California. If you Google it, it'll come right up. We're going to be there August the 26th. It's going to be an all-day affair. Fashion show will start at 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And let's see, what else do I need to say? You can reach me, Virginia Moore, on Facebook. I'm not the kind of person that is afraid to give my number out because I want people to call me for any financial matter, whether it be taxes, because I'm very abreast of doing taxes. I've been doing those for 30-plus years, corporate taxes, personal taxes. I help to set people up in business as well. I do all the paperwork for whatever type of company that a person would want to begin. But my number to reach me is 707-712-4125. My email address is vbusyb, and that is V as in Victor, B as in Bob, U as in Up, S as in Sally, Y as in Yellow, @att.net. So I'm very accessible.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? It has been a pleasure speaking with you, touching base, finally finding out what all is this busy woman doing, because there is a plethora of layers to all of this. So, ladies and gentlemen, like she said, you do not want to miss that event, the fashion show out on the arena. And it just sounds like that is going to be a wonderful occasion. It's happening at a fabulous time of the year to go out on the water. And I just hope that it turns out to be all that you want it to be, and that you reap all the benefits of the work that you and your team have put into it. And we know that there are some other shows that we need to be on the lookout for coming down the pipeline that you will be also visiting and making your rounds on Tribe Family Channel. So we will definitely keep our listeners abreast of that. And if they want to follow us and hear the archives to this show, simply visit our studio at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. Our parent company is GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. We're available on social media, Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. And I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of all that. You can follow me personally. I have two Facebook pages under Beverly Black. I'm on Twitter at Tribe Family US, at The Woman at the Well, at Tribe Family Channel, at Soulful Music, and at Gumbo for the Soul, LinkedIn, Google Plus, HBCU Connect. All right, and I am the word engineer, Ms. Quotologist on Instagram. So please definitely connect in. And if you want to get in touch to possibly be a guest on our show, email me, tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. That is tribe, T-R-I-B-E, talent, respect, inspiration, beauty, empowerment, familychannel@gmail.com. Virginia Moore, it was a blessing talking to you, touching base, getting an understanding, because when we believe in things that we don't understand, then we suffer. So now I have a greater understanding of who you are and what you do, Queen, and I'm so honored to have your support helping to co-sponsor us on the airwaves by appearing on this broadcast featuring your company and your business, Moore's Tax and Accounting Services. So thank you once again for your time, talent, and energy. And do you have any final words that you would like to offer our guests before we go out on Superstition with Stevie Wonder?
Yes, I do. I would just like to tell people that in this time and the way this industry is set up, and because of our president, what he is doing with this economy, people need to step out on faith and know that they can own their own businesses, that they do not need to work hand in hand for someone else, that the door is wide open and all they need to do is step out on faith and anything will be possible with the help of Jehovah God.
You know what? Let me just say amen, amen, amen. And we're going to go on out, Queen. It's been a pleasure, and we will talk soon. God bless you and keep you. Thank you again, all right?
All right, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Talk to you. God bless. Touching base, y'all, live on Tribe Family Channel.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.